That's a tune that goes back to the 60s, early 60s, as a matter of fact. It was recorded by Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers when Lee Morgan was a member of that unit. He composed that tune, Yama. Arranged by Oliver Grunewald and played by Jay Thomas with the Oliver Grunewald New Net from the album I Always Knew. Jay Thomas was heard on trumpet, John Hanson on piano, and the faultless lead trumpet of Brad Allison. Punching up the big ensembles there, that Oliver Grunewald arrangement of Lee Morgan's Yama. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday survey of the regional jazz scene. Today we're going to be listening to some recent releases by Northwest jazz artists and associates. A couple of guys who are not exactly Northwest residents, but they've played in and out of the area from time to time. I'm talking about a duo consisting of P.J. Perry, the alto saxophonist from Edmonton, who shows up occasionally in Vancouver, and Bill Mays, the pianist, formerly a West Coast resident, Los Angeles area, but he played up in this area a lot, too, at Parnell's and other locations. He played some of the Seattle Art Museum Art of Jazz concerts. This is a new duo album, very nice album, which has come out on Cellar Music label out of Vancouver. This is a medley of two really nice tunes. The first one is solo piano on Jerome Kern, Oscar Hammerstein's song, The Folks Who Live on the Hill, a song that isn't done often enough. And the second one is a Henry Mancini song called Two for the Road, which is played by the duo with P.J. Perry, alto sax, Bill Mays at the piano. Thank you.
Clackety drumming from the hum and beat of my heart. Wireless towers, a flash of powers and thunder showers and bitter and pattern resounded to the pound and beat of my heart. And since you're mine, my love song needs another line with word divine that your name will rhyme with while I sing in time with every thump and bump and beat of my heart.
Clackety drumming from the hum and beat of my heart. Wireless towers, a flash of powers and thunder showers and glitter and powder and sound into the pound and beat of my heart. And since you're mine, my love song needs another line with word divine that your name will rhyme with while I sing in time with hear a thump and bump a beat of my heart. Listen to the beat, listen to the beat, listen to the beat. Listen to the beat, listen to the beat, listen to the beat. Listen to the beat, listen to the beat, listen to the beat. Listen to the beat, listen to the beat, listen to the beat.
Greta Matassa, song from her recent album, Portrait. It's a tune I've never heard before. A nice tune. It's called The Beat of My Heart, composed by John Francis Burke and Harold Spina. Greta Matassa doing the vocal with Darren Clendenin on piano, Clipper Anderson bass, and Mark Ivester at the drums, tenor saxophonist Alexei Nikolaev, the regular lineup in Greta's band. The Beat of My Heart from Greta Matassa. Before that was P.J. Perry on alto sax and Bill Mays at the piano in a medley of two, Bill playing The Folks Who Live on the Hill and joined by P.J. Perry on alto for Two for the Road. That's from a new album called This Quiet Room, issued on the Cellar Live label out of Vancouver. Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX comes your way every Sunday afternoon at this time. On the jazz calendar, Keiko Matsui's final night at Dimitrios Jazz Alley. Stephanie Porter is at Tula's tonight. And Masamba Joy plays some world beat music at A Taste of Africa at the Royal Room tonight. Monday night, a band called Hook Me Up will be playing at Rhythm and Rye in Olympia for their Monday night jazz there. David Marriott's Triskaidekka Band will be playing at Tula's in Seattle on Tuesday night. Wednesday, the Art on the Plaza series presents Alex Dugdale's Fade Quintet in a free concert from noon to 2 p.m. at the Seattle Public Library. Rick Mandyke Quartet will be at Tula's Wednesday night. The DX Tet plays at the Sea Monster at 10 p.m. Clipper Anderson leads his quartet at the North City Bistro on Thursday evening, and Maceo Parker opens a run at Dimitrios Jazz Alley. Trumpeter Jared Hall will be playing a tribute to Kenny Dorham, whose birthday it would be on Friday the 30th at Tula's. Lakedale Resort Jazz Festival's coming up next weekend on Saturday. This is the third annual festival, and it features Greta Matassa, who we just heard, along with Brian Nova, Stephanie Porter, Primo Kim, and others at the Lakedale Resort at Three Lakes on San Juan Island, which also provides a variety of overnight accommodations. For more information on that, lakedale.com. Also Saturday night, Jovino Santos Neto's Quinteto will be playing at Tula's. A lot of these groups are getting in one last performance at Tula's before it closes at the end of September. It's going to be much missed. It's been a real focal point for the Seattle jazz scene. Here's Jared Hall, the trumpeter, is playing at Tula's on Friday night. This comes from an album he did while still living in Florida, and it's from an album called Hallways, featuring original compositions. This one based on the changes for Out of Nowhere. Jared Hall on trumpet, Troy Roberts on tenor sax. Tal Cohen is the pianist, Josh Allen on bass, and Kyle Swan on drums. This is a tune called Love, Laugh, and Cry. Jared Hall on trumpet. Thank you.
Music by the Jack Wilson Quartet.
Thank you. very much, ladies and gentlemen.
From a live broadcast in 1966, one of a series of broadcasts from a place called the Penthouse on Pioneer Square, located at the corner of First and Cherry and had national talent every week. That was the Jack Wilson Quartet. Jack Wilson, the pianist. Roy Ayers, featured on vibes. Buddy Woodson on bass. Von Barlow on drums. The tune titled Call Me. Title tune for this album from those live broadcasts in summer of 66. Jack Wilson Quartet, Call Me. Before that, Jared Hall, the trumpet player, with his group, including Tal Cohen on piano and Troy Roberts on tenor sax, and we heard them doing an original by Jared Hall, Love, Laugh, and Cry. Jared Hall's group is going to be playing on Friday night, tribute to Kenny Dorham. They'll be at Tula's. 88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest. Next is a tune from a new album by drummer and composer Xavier Le Couturier. It's titled Carrier. He's joined here by Lucas Winter on guitar, Ben Feldman on bass, Gus Carnes piano. This is the lead-off tune from the album, and I think it's pronounced Aube, A-U-B-E. Xavier Le Couturier.
Thank you.
Jovino Santos Neto's Quinteto, which is going to be playing one last time at Tula's coming up next Saturday night. That was a tune by Jovino titled Vivendo no Presente, Living in the Present, featuring Harvey Wineapple on clarinet and Ben Thomas on vibes, Jovino Santos Neto at the piano with Chuck Durdorf bass, Mark Ivester on drums, and Jeff Bush percussion. From the album Corrente, Jovino Santos Neto. Before that was Xavier Locouturier's composition Albe. He played drums with his group, including Lucas Winter on guitar, Ben Feldman bass, Gus Carnes on piano. Albe, from Xavier Locouturier's album Carrier. 88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest. Hope you'll join us on the first Saturday in September when we have our grand opening of our new studio in Tacoma in the Broadway Theater District. Looking forward to it. I haven't seen it myself yet, so I'm especially looking forward to it. Hope to see you there. Should be a great celebration. Music all afternoon. It starts at 10 in the morning and goes until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Lots of good things to see and do at the new studio opening in the Broadway District in Tacoma the first Saturday in September. We have time for one more on today's show, and for that we're going to listen to a little big band led by Corey Weeds, the tenor saxophonist from Vancouver. The arrangements are by Jill Townsend and Bill Kuhn in this album, titled Explosion, 11-piece band, and Corey Weeds on tenor sax, featured here in George Gershwin's Soon, arranged by Jill Townsend. great sounding little big band with wonderful arrangements by Bill Kuhn and Jill Townsend. That was Jill Townsend's arrangement of George Gershwin's tune Soon, featuring Corey Weeds on tenor saxophone and Steve Davis on trombone. Canadian musicians and New Yorkers in here as well. The album titled Explosion, the Corey Weeds Little Big Band on the Cellar Live label from Vancouver. Wrapping up our Jazz Northwest for today, I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our show. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley coming up next here on 88.5 KNKX, Tacoma, Seattle. KPLI 90.1 Olympia. KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria. KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley. And streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.